In this bulletin, Australia Day events and rallies are held across the country, the coronavirus spreads to Canada, and in tennis, Ashley Barty returns to centre court at the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Protesters have gathered around the nation to show their support for Indigenous people and to march against Australia Day. Thousands of campaigners attended a rally in Brisbane, chanting "Always was and always will be Aboriginal land." Some protesters want to change the date of Australia Day because they say it represents dispossession and destruction of First Nations people. Pacific Islander Nala Tokulor has told NITV she thinks it's important to honour Indigenous people and their culture.
We need sovereignty for the Indigenous people here, and that's why we're here today, to support as a Pacific Climate Warriors and just as an Australian-born Pacific Islander as well.
People from overseas marking Australia Day at Sydney Harbour have expressed their sadness at the devastating bushfires around the country. Revellers were thinking of bushfire-affected communities and also voiced their concerns about climate change, creating a sombre mood during the celebrations. Bailey Thomas has lived in Australia for 15 years after moving from England and says it's the worst bushfire season he's ever seen.
I think what's really good, it brings the community to come together, and there's been a lot of fundraising activities and stuff like that, so the money can go to people who really need it, so they can make their Australia Days and, you know, 2020 a lot better.
Australian health authorities say they expect more cases of people with coronavirus to be confirmed because symptoms develop later. There have been 56 confirmed deaths from the illness in China, more than 300 people are in a critical condition, and several cases have also been detected overseas. Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says there is no specific treatment, but health services are well prepared to deal with any possible outbreak.
But the really important thing in Australia is that we identify and be able to isolate people with this virus. We have an excellent public health system in every state and territory with good protocols for isolation and treatment of people.
Six possible cases are under investigation in New South Wales. Health officials in Canada have confirmed the country's first case of the deadly coronavirus. The man flew from Wuhan, the epicentre of the outbreak, to Toronto on the 23rd of January. The Ontario province's Deputy Premier and Minister for Health, Christine Elliott, says authorities are prepared.
Toronto Public Health launched extensive case and contact management to prevent and control further spread of the infection. To be clear, health officials are actively working to ensure that we identify everyone this person was in contact with in order to contain this virus.
The man has been put into isolation after testing positive to the virus. There are reports more than two dozen people have been killed in Brazil after record-breaking rain levels recorded in the south. The Civil Defence Authority says 17 people are missing in the floods, which caused some landslides. In sport, tennis superstar Ashley Barty will return to court after being named Young Australian of the Year. The women's world number one will face US player Alison Risk at the Australian Open this evening. Risk previously defeated Barty at Wimbledon last year. Meanwhile, fellow Australian Nick Kyrgios will take on Spaniard Rafael Nadal on Monday during the fourth round. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39. Adelaide, sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, cloudy and 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 35. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. Sydney, a shower or two and 28. Newcastle, shower or two, possible storm, 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.